With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There will be new efforts to collect on student loans that are in default.
The Education Department will begin collection next month on student loans that are in default, including the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's Offset Program, which withholds payments from the government, including tax refunds, federal salaries, and other benefits from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will also begin garnishing wages for borrowers who are in default. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The wife of former New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez is convicted in a bribery scheme.
The jury returned its verdict in the same federal courthouse in Manhattan where a different jury convicted Bob Menendez of many of the same charges last year. The Democrat is supposed to begin serving an 11-year prison term in June. The evidence shown to the jurors over a three-week trial followed the timeline of the whirlwind romance between the couple that began in early 2018. During the trial, prosecutors said they were partners in crime. Both Nadine and Bob Menendez say they are innocent. Julie Walker, New York.
Instagram is using artificial intelligence in order to crack down on teenagers lying about their age. Its parent company, Meta, announced Monday it's currently in the testing phase in the U.S. The software is designed to find accounts that are believed to be teenage profiles, which would then put them into the teen account setting. The tech giant said it's been using AI to verify age for a while, but this is the first time this specific method's being used. This is SRN News. Preparations are underway for the National Day of Prayer.
It takes place on Thursday, May 1st, and will be marked by people all across the country. The national event will take place here in Washington, D.C., and will feature such evangelical notables as Tim Tebow and Dallas Jenkins of The Chosen. The 2025 Day of Prayer theme is Pour Out to the God of Hope and Be Filled, based on Romans 15:13. The event has been taking place since the 1950s and often attracts high-ranking government leaders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is reportedly putting all transgender discrimination cases on hold. It's all part of President Trump's effort to rid the federal government of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and in the practice of promoting transgenderism. It received more than 3,000 charges alleging discrimination based on so-called gender identity in 2024. This is SRN News. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer rejects Democrat claims that deported illegal immigrant Kilmar Garcia did not receive due process in his removal from the United States last month. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Abrego Garcia, an illegal immigrant who was deported to El Salvador last month, despite a withholding order preventing him from being deported to that specific country over fears he would be persecuted by a gang there. The Supreme Court ruled the Trump administration must facilitate Abrego Garcia's return to the U.S. and continue with his deportation case, quote, as it would have been had he not been improperly sent to El Salvador. But Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele has repeatedly said he will not release Abrego Garcia from the country. Emmer pointed to Abrego Garcia's rejected asylum claim and subsequent deportation order after hearing in 2019 as evidence of proper due process. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.